SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
It is the good, the bad, and the dumb. It is a Monday. We are getting closer to the end of 2019. These are only going to get better and better as the days go on. I put the pressure on Ron Culver, but he always delivers. What is the good for the day, my friend?
Sports.
Sports.
Yep.
That is the good.
Specifically, the healing power of sports. Now, I'm not saying that this next story completely heals the community, but right. At least for one moment, for a little bit of that day, it does.
Go ahead.
And I'm talking about Newtown High School in Connecticut.
Yes. Saw them on NBC last night.
Yep. They won the Connecticut State Championship. What makes it kind of special is that the state championship, they won it on the final play on the seven-year anniversary of Sandy Hook.
That is pretty cool.
And it just, you know, just for that brief moment, I mean, that day meant something else.
Exactly. Sure.
And that's all you can hope for in sports.
That's right.
Make that day somebody else. I read that... some of the players had siblings at Sandy Hook that day.
Well, my friend,
one of them was a first grader.
Well, I was going to say came over last night to watch the game, and we were sitting upstairs, and that came on at halftime. Mike Tirico did a segment with that team at halftime, and he asked the question. He goes, "Well, that was 7 years ago." He goes, "Do you think there's any? I don't know. Was there anybody at that elementary school at the time of that shooting that is now on that football team?"
Yeah, and there were a couple.
I don't know what their elementary school is, but usually it's first through fourth grade, or fourth, maybe it was fourth. Actually, I don't know. I don't know how it's designed.
Some are, here in Texas, or in Houston, it's first through fifth grade.
Okay.
When I was a kid, it was first through sixth grade.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So but, I mean, some of the kids were at that school during that time.
During that time.
One actually had a sibling who was murdered.
Now, that's sad. That's it. But again, it's a good story. Good way. It's you're right to have that day just mean a little bit more. It'll never erase it, but
no, it'll never
just
erase
a little
it, but,
different. You know.
But just, you know, I mean, even if it's just for that day, that fleeting moment for that day, you know, just that it means something else. You know, last Friday,
right?
This past Friday, it meant something else that day.
Yep, exactly.
And that's all you can. That's all you really want. You know, you just you look for sports has always been a distraction. You and I have talked about it during every tragedy that's ever happened to the United States. Sports has this healing power that brings everyone back together.
Yeah, it really does.
You know, it'll never bring Yankee and Boston fans together. You know, but right. You know, at least they'll commiserate with each other in misery.
Yeah, it is an amazing it's something I just don't think other forms of entertainment do better. I just don't. I think there is, because you know, you can go to the movies and you can be a fan of a particular actor or fan of a particular director, but it doesn't elicit a level of pride that sports does, where you are proud of your city, or you're proud of your country, or you're proud of your state, or you're proud of your university, whatever. And that's a very powerful emotion to tap into. And I, they honored those kids on NBC last night. A very good reason.
Yeah, which I thought was pretty cool.
That was very cool. All right. So the bad of the day.
The bad of the day is the Raiders.
Yeah, the Raiders.
All right. Let's do the sentimental part first. Final game at Oakland Coliseum. A lot of emotion. Raiders were just completely in control of the game. Until halftime. They probably should never went into the tunnel at half. They probably should have remained on the field at halftime and soaked in the Coliseum as much as possible.
Such a weird way to lose the game, right?
Yeah.
Watching Jacksonville come right back.
But the bad isn't really the performance of the Raiders. The bad, and maybe it's bad on me or you not to expect anything less from the black hole, but it's what happened after the game.
All right. In
the final minutes of the game, the black hole was upset.
I can imagine.
They were throwing trash onto the field. They were ripping banners off from the stadium. As Derek Carr ran into the tunnel, fans saw it as the opportunity to just boo and boo mercilessly at him. It was not a good sight.
No, but can I stick up for them for a second?
You can go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to stick up for them for a second. They just had this team ripped from them by an organization that has pretended for a long time that they were one with the fan base, only to just bolt town, to bolt the city, and now we're going to Las Vegas to a new $2 billion stadium.
But see, here's the thing. Would they have, if the Raiders had won the game, would they have reacted differently?
No.
Do you think they still would have thrown trash on the field and ripped banners?
No, but I think the frustration of this is it. It's now over. It's over. We're not going to go to the playoffs, and the next two games are on the road, and this is it, and this is everything that I've been passionate about and loved and cared for with my football team. This very moment, this very second, it ends. Like, they're not my hometown team anymore.
Yep.
They're not the team I grew up rooting for. Maybe some of those in the stands remembered what it was like when they left for Los Angeles, remember the pain when they left for LA. I bet a lot of them were alive when they were in LA and, you know, like born when they were in LA and then came back to Oakland. But I bet you some of them remember the pain in the early 80s when they left for Los Angeles. And when they came back, how euphoric that must have felt. We got the Raiders back, only to see them get lost to another city, a city that didn't have professional sports not that long ago. And pretty much now don't. Yeah, and now, yeah. And now, realizing they're never going to come back. Yeah, they're likely never coming back.
I mean, maybe they get another team, but they're never going to get the Raiders.
Yeah, they're not going to get the Raiders.
But again, you know what? We probably would have been saying the same thing back in, was it 83? When they moved to L.A.?
Yeah, that's possible. Yeah, the idea of moving to L.A. and leaving L.A. because that's not a viable option in the early 80s would have seemed like a crazy, dumb thing.
Right.
Right? Like, no, of course, now that they're in L.A., they'll stay forever. Right? But, you know, when the Browns left, I mean, people thought they were never going to get a team. They got a team. Now, a lot of times when you get a team, Houston, the same thing. When you get a team, usually you have to change the name and stuff. You don't usually get the Browns deal, which is... Yeah. Like, when Art Modell took the Browns to Baltimore, he wanted a new logo, colors, everything. So it was easy for the NFL to go, you're going to get a team again, and you can name them the Browns, and you can have all their history, too. That won't go with Baltimore, in, you know, where the Ravens media guide will have, like, Bernie Kosar and Jim Brown in it. It'll be just the Ravens stuff. You get to keep all of that history as part of your organization. That usually doesn't happen. You go to a Tennessee Titans game, Earl Campbell's in the Titans media guide. It's not in the Texans media guide. Right. So they may get a new team, but Mark Davis is keeping the Raiders. He's not changing
the
anything.
Can't change it. Can't change it to the Las Vegas Aces.
Yeah. Like, make it more slick. Right. How about the Las Vegas Magicians?
Las Vegas Gamblers.
Right? Las Vegas Gamblers, or the Renegades, or the Wranglers, or the, you know, all those other, the Silver Bandits, all of that kind of nonsense.
Desert Dwellers.
Yeah, the Desert Dwellers, and just leave the Raiders in Oakland for a potential. You know, maybe it's sometime when I'm like 80 years old, if I live that long, there might be a bit of news where they go, Oakland Alameda Coliseum has been torn down and replaced by a $15 billion stadium. No one's occupying it yet, but the hope is that an NFL team will arrive. Right? You're like, finally they got rid of that dump and built a new stadium.
And that's all it would have taken.
That's all it would have taken.
Maybe the Chargers moved to Oakland.
Maybe. That's true. That's very true. By the way, a lot of Viking fans yesterday in Los Angeles.
Of course there are.
We're not surprised by this news.
No, it just comes. Now, you didn't know the Chargers changed that they have a purple team jersey?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You didn't realize that? Exactly. Come on.
Dude, I can't wait for next year. I can't wait for next year when I see that stadium when they play at home at that new crib.
I'm telling you, first game, it'll be sold out.
If I was a Charger ownership, I'd be paying people money to wear Charger gear and giving them free tickets.
Be donating tickets to businesses. But
how would you like a job Sunday?
You know what the problem would be? You donate all those tickets, no one will buy them.
Yeah, I know.
Or no one will go. It's like, oh, great. What am I going to do with these?
Give them as gifts.
Yep.
That nobody wants to go anymore. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, Joe Burrow won the Heisman.
Yep.
Won the largest margin of victory ever.
So 91% of the first place votes.
It was what we all thought it was going to be.
Yep.
We knew that was going to happen. The dumb of the day is that he was left off nearly 5% of the ballot.
Yeah, I saw this. That means, for those who don't know, and I explained this before, but in case you don't know, when you are a Heisman voter, you get a Heisman ballot and you pick three people.
Yeah.
You give a first, second, and third place vote. So when we say he was on 91% of the first place ballots, I mean, all the ballots, 91% had Joe Burrow on top. Yep. Now you get points for, you know, first, second, and third, and then they tally those points, and that's how you win the Heisman. So when you evaluate who's going to win the Heisman, a lot of times the way people predict it is by which name or performance by an athlete would be, would get him on every ballot no matter where they put them. Like, I live on the West Coast, and I may love Mike Jones from UCLA. He's so fantastic, but that kid from LSU is awesome, too, and I might put him at second or third. The goal is to get on every single ballot, right? And you're saying, with this dumb, is that there was 5% of the ballots. What was that? Is that it?
Yeah.
That did not include his name at all.
4.5% omitted him completely.
Did not put him down at all on the ballot, which is amazing to me. Look, perfect thing is that this is one of the reasons why Tebow went to 3 Heisman ceremonies in his career. And won one, but went to 3. Because he was so good that even if he wouldn't win it, he was on so many ballots, it warranted an invite to New York. That, because that's, you know, that's the way he played. 5%, that's amazing to me that 5%, to win in a runaway and have 5% of the people go, I'm not even putting you on it. That's incredible to me.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind if you didn't want to vote for him first. If you're like, no, you
I get
what?
It.
I'm going to throw it towards Chase Young. I'm going to throw it towards, you know, even Tua Tagovailoa got a first place vote, which
is,
that guy should be stripped. Okay. We see you, Alabama voter.
Right. Exactly.
But, I mean, to leave him completely off the ballot, Joe Burrow has been Heisman all season
long. He's been
long.
Amazing. He's been absolutely amazing.
He's been a revelation to LSU's offense that it's never, we've never even said those two words together, LSU and offense.
It's so funny because when we get, there's times when, like, when we do the Hall of Fame balloting where a guy, you pick 10.
Right.
And you have to get 75% of the vote. So you get, you're a Hall of Fame voter in baseball, you get 10 votes. That you always can find the one guy that doesn't have Jeter going, well, right? Or like whatever. There's always like one guy. And you can go, it's Mike Smith. He writes for the Baltimore and he writes a column about it. He goes, the reason I didn't vote for blah, 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 right? This is 5%. That doesn't sound significant. But there's a lot of people who vote. There's a lot of people who vote for this thing. That's a good chunk of change. Like for what the news is on that, that's a good significant amount of people.
Yeah,
that's not just one or two people that did that.
You're telling me he wasn't even third in your mind?
Right.
Like, was somebody right. Like, was an Ohio State guy going, you know what, I'm just going, maybe it was all Ohio State fans going Justin Fields, Chase Young, J.K. Dobbins.
Right, sure.
Yeah, I was like, we're just going to make it
exactly.
All Ohio State.
I'm just going to go down that whole list.
But, I mean, this is, you know, I kind of put this in the same realm of those three guys who decided not to put Ken Griffey Jr. on their Hall of Fame ballot.
Right.
And you
right.
sit there leaving, scratching your head like, okay, what's your reasoning? You have 10 choices. You couldn't put Ken Griffey's not one of your top 10 guys.
I'm trying to just think about how many people vote for the Heisman. If it's 500, and I think it's more than that. If it's 500, that means what? Am I doing the math right? 25? If 1,000 is 50, then 500, 5% would be 25. I think that's right.
I think so.
That means 25 people didn't put him on the ballot at all. If it's 1,000 people that vote, that's 50 people did not put him on the ballot at all. That's incredible. That's amazing to me. That's amazing. There must be some sort of. By the way, speaking of which, did you see his speech?
Yes.
I got to get to that. Let's get to that coming up because that deserves more than 30 seconds that I have till the end. Let's get to that coming up next. That speech was amazing. That's coming up on SB Nation Radio. It's SB Nation AM. It is the good, the bad, and the dumb for your Monday.